This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, several tribes in the upper Midwest are suing big social media companies, including Snapchat and TikTok. They claim these social media apps are harming the well-being of Native youth. And we hear from the designer behind the Res Ball Films athletic uniforms. The story is today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Several Native American tribes have filed a lawsuit against some social media giants, alleging their apps hurt the mental health of young Native Americans. CBS News says the case was heard Monday in Minneapolis. The 164-page suit was filed by Minnesota's Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin, and two other tribes in the Dakotas. The defendants include Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube. The suit claims parent companies to these popular social media sites, including Alphabet, ByteDance, Meta, and Snap, violated Minnesota's laws against public nuisance, negligence, deceptive trade practices, and unfair or unconscionable acts. The allegations further say the social media companies failed to warn users of negative mental health consequences associated with social media use, especially for children and adolescents. It claims the companies knew the more time spent on the platform, the more likely users would see content that is violent, sexual, or encouraged self-harm. Native Americans suffer higher rates of suicide than other demographics in the U.S., according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CBS affiliate WCCO said an Alphabet representative said the allegations were untrue and that providing young users with a safer and healthier experience has always been at their core. WCCO also reached out to ByteDance, Meta, and Snap, but did not hear back. A new film streaming on Netflix follows the Chuska Warriors, a high school basketball team from a town in New Mexico on the Navajo Nation. Clark Adamitis spoke with a Shiprock-based designer who designed the Chuska Warriors basketball uniforms that are featured prominently in the movie. And insert Res Ball Indigenous clothing designer rap here. And coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. And 48 years ago, as part of America's 1976 bicentennial commemoration, a Senate resolution authorized President Gerald Ford to proclaim October 10th through the 16th as Native American Awareness Week. 14 years later, Congress passed a joint resolution to designate November as the first National American Indian Heritage Month, which President George H.W. Bush signed into law. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.